The full moon on October 6th is known as the Harvest Moon, and it's also the first supermoon of 2025, which is what we call it when the moon is relatively close to Earth and it appears a little bigger and a little brighter. There are all sorts of ways that life on Earth takes advantage of the regular cycles of the moon. The full moon triggers mass coral spawning within a few days, and many other creatures, including horseshoe crabs and grunion fish, lay their eggs during the resulting high tides. And there seems to be one bird species in particular that has a close connection with lunar cycles. Michael Stein has this bird note.
Black swifts are extraordinary birds. They spend most of their lives in the air and migrate thousands of miles every year. But researchers have found that their lifestyle is even stranger than we once knew. Scientists placed lightweight tracking devices on swifts nesting in Colorado. This let them study their movements once they reached their wintering grounds in Brazil. This provided unprecedented access to the swifts' world in the skies. Astonishingly, black swifts spent over 99% of their time in the air during the winter, almost never touching the ground for months. What's more, the swifts flew to incredible heights, reaching the highest altitudes on nights when the moon was full, sometimes over 13,000 feet. It's the first time scientists have seen birds changing their altitude along with the cycles of the moon. It's still unknown why the moon seems to draw black swifts high into the sky. It's possible that insects, many of which can also fly thousands of feet in the air, are attracted to the moon, and swifts follow their insect prey upward. What is clear is that these birds have abilities beyond what our eyes can see. I'm Michael Stein.
For pictures and more, follow your excellent instincts to the Living on Earth website, loe.org.